There are just three buildings left of the 27 that once made up Phoenix Indian School. The controversial boarding school closed 25 years ago, and most of the land became Steele Indian School Park in central Phoenix. Now one building is being restored to reconnect the Native community to this historical place. The show's Anika Klein takes us there.
The Phoenix Indian School Band was a centerpiece of the boarding school. It played in the first statehood parade on the day Arizona became a state in 1912. In fact, it led the procession down Washington Street. And this is where they practiced.
The larger spaces were for full band practice. Over
Patty Hibbler is CEO of Phoenix Indian Center, one of the groups involved in the restoration of this building. Construction just started. They'll try to keep much of the original structure, but the function of the space will be very different.
Right behind us here will be a business area. We really want to create a boardroom.
And a conference room in the back. The other major feature will be a commercial kitchen. The idea is to create a space for Native leaders, business people, and chefs. Dee Dee Yazzie Devine is president of Native American Connections, another major player in the restoration.
We want to see that people are here every day, that this building itself brings the community back to this site and really revitalizes some of the park as well.
And then there's the gallery, right when you walk in.
We want all Arizona children to know the story of the boarding school experience for Native American people.
It's a difficult story to tell, but Devine says the gallery will educate visitors on the school's history, the good and the bad. In the late 19th and early 20th centuries, many Native American children were forced to attend Indian boarding schools like this one. There, Native culture was erased and replaced with Anglo customs and ideas. In later years, sending a child to a boarding school became a choice, but it was still a tough one.
I went to school there 4 years, 1952, and I graduated in 1956.
Douglas Sakiestawa made the most of his years at Phoenix Indian School. He was student council president and played trumpet in the band. He met his wife there at a sock hop. She played baritone. They were good years, he says, but the hardest part was the disconnect he felt when he went back to the reservation.
I walk on this planet as an Indian, but I don't feel like I'm an Indian. Look to me like I'm completely assimilated.
But he says his education was invaluable because it helped him help his tribe when he returned home.
I'm helping the Hopi tribe do research on water rights, so I'm doing things for them at a greater level than I would have been had I not been educated Phoenix.
For 99 years, students walked the floors of Phoenix Indian School, carving their names in the bricks, singing songs in the choir, missing home. Devine says Native American Connections is in the process of interviewing alumni to preserve what happened.
It's really important to document those stories before they're gone.
These stories will be on display in the restored building, and the entire project is expected to be completed in spring of 2017. It's The Show. I'm Anika Klein.